Welcome to When I Grow Up with Liv and Lex, a podcast dedicated to having sisterly conversation on life, love, and identity. We are your hosts, Liv and Lex, and the conversation starts now.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of When I Grow Up with Liv and Lex. We're super pumped to get this season kicked off, and like we do every time, let's just jump right into that pulse check. So Olivia, let the people know, how we doing?
Yo, so I'm just trying to figure out how everyone else has been dealing with daylight savings time, because I don't want to be frank and say that it's kicking my ass, but like, I'm gonna just have to keep it real with y'all. Like this whole step outside after work and it's completely dark outside, feeling like midnight at 7 p.m. when the night's still young. Like it never ceases to amaze me. I struggle with it every single year. So I don't know, man, I'm really just trying to get through that, you know. 2020 is nearly over. My birthday is exactly a month away from today.
I know.
I'm the big 2-2.
2-2-2-2-2-2.
So, you know, I'm excited to enter a new chapter and just trying to make sure that my mind, body, spirituality, all of that is centered before entering another page of life. So I'm feeling good. Gonna start this 30-day workout thing.
Dang. That,
yeah, just you know, I need a good detox. Like I need something to, again, just center myself. So I just felt like working out would be a good thing to do. But since daylight savings time has me feeling like I'm working out in the dark, I'm gonna need to start waking up super early and be an early bird.
That's never been my MO, but like I'm loving all these things that you have going, like alignment, get your life right, detox, new year, new you. It hasn't 21 just been the best year of your whole entire life?
Oh my gosh, just the absolute best. I can't even begin to start even unpacking this year.
I was listening to a podcast and they were like talking about Hamilton and when it first came out, and they were like in 2016 or whatever year it came out. And they were like, oh, those naive little humans had no idea what was in for them. And I literally I died laughing, because I was like, wow, to think about myself years ago, I'm like, she didn't know what was coming.
I feel so bad for all of the theater drama. My heart really goes out to y'all, and I know that we will figure out some sort of way to keep the arts alive, because I know that y'all been hurting out there. Solidarity to fellow drama geeks.
Yeah, for real. But I think that what's loving what you're tiptoeing into, and 22 lit, bruh. Like I'm so hyped for you. I love that you love your birthday. That is definitely something I admire.
Look, I can't relate, but no, I think love your birthday. I don't know why people get so weird about birthdays, but birthdays, it's just another chapter of life. Like you're shedding your skin, you're becoming older, wiser.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like maybe this might need to be a poll, but people who like their birthday, I wonder if it has one, something to do with their zodiac, two, if they had a traumatic birthday experience that makes them forever not love it, you know?
This is totally off topic, but I was on TikTok. Yes, TikTok. And I saw this thing that was your self-esteem has so much to do with the first 7 years of your childhood.
Yeah.
And I had no idea.
So much of everything has to deal with the first 7 years of your life. And that's the one that's people really be reckless with kids. That's why they tell
me. I know.
That's a whole nother conversation. But Yeah.
You're like, I've already done a thesis on it, Liv. Like, I don't even need to have this.
You're really that bored. There's a Netflix docuseries called Babies. And
I saw that. I didn't see it, but I saw it on my For You Netflix.
Yeah, I watched it. Like, I saw it. It's really good. But anyway, if you're like into that.
All right, Lexi, let's get into your pulse check.
Pulse check. I am in transit constantly. So I've been literally splitting this year, really like half in Texas, half in North Carolina, which I never had planned to be doing. So I came back and have been back for like literally a hot skip and a jump, and am now about to head back and be back. Honestly, there's no point in even putting a return date. So I've just felt like in transit in a lot of ways. So that's just taking up a lot of my time right now, like figuring out what I need to take with me, and then the holidays. And I think I'll probably stay till my birthday too, which is like a weird thought because I haven't spent a birthday in Texas since literally like high school.
So, yeah. But you've also been feeling like very travel, like you've also had the travel bug in you for like years. So I feel like you're about to just be on a whole different, in a whole different country for half of 2021.
Honestly. And I feel like that has been the highlight that I've gotten to split my time, because at least I can feel like I'm moving, because you know, my biggest fear is literally getting stuck in one place, which has kind of been like 2020 being just like, you're stuck in one place.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see what 2021 has in store, but I'm like really not putting my marbles on anything, so we shall see. But travel bug is really real, like really, really real.
It's getting up there. I know. I don't even when all the trips that you had planned for 2020 just like fell down the drain, but it's okay. Like, we'll have more opportunities.
I feel like yours, I tell more people, I'm like, oh, my friend Liv, she had all these plans. I know. I be telling other people your plight. I'm like, dang, pray for the people out there. Pray for them. Because it's everybody has their own little story. But I think that's why we're super pumped to have our first episode today be talking about like hardest lessons of 2020, because we're nearing December. Like really, like it's right there. And everybody knows that we talked so much about the importance of being reflective and like introspective in your life. And now we kind of want to like show people how we do that, and like what we're taking away with it. So I'm super pumped to be talking about this. Also, we all know Olivia is obsessed with New Year's resolutions, which I hope by this point you're on my side of the team being no resolutions because of 2020. So hopefully I've converted you. But I'm excited to kick us off, really showing the listeners, like, we're here to be raw, uncut, talk about the nitty gritty of how this year has been for us and what we want to take with us, what we want to leave, what we want to grow with. And like, also be real about like, we have not been perfect, to say the least. So let's get real about that.
100%. I appreciate the melodic singing, Lex. Like. Wow. Yeah, so it's been a really challenging year for so many people, like me included. I spent a lot of time after leaving college and being in quarantine with my family in this two-bedroom apartment. There was not a lot of space for us to have privacy in general. Like, I was never really meant to come back home and stay in that space. So when my mom had said, oh, like, I'm gonna get a two-bedroom apartment, I never like thought that I would even need to object and be like, oh, let me have my own room in this space. But I spent a lot of that time sleeping in my mom's room or like trading off beds like with my brother. And so just being in such close proximity with family and not having had that for so long since, I don't know, high school was such a huge transition for me. And so I feel like I've learned a lot about my family, and I feel like I've, in a way, been able to, I don't know, just set set new boundaries, but also dig deeper and find things out about them that like I probably would have never known if not given the space of being in quarantine. And I feel like so many people can relate to that because, you know, the marriage and divorce rates are just like all over the place after having to be in one confined space with family. But yeah, just like learning so much about family and what I need from them and what kind of boundaries I need to set with them. It's been so impactful for my growth. And now I'm not in that same situation anymore. We were able to move into a space with more rooms. I finally have my own room again. And just being able to cherish like privacy. And I think that we take that for granted a lot of the time, because for a lot of people, like many people haven't really had to share rooms with siblings for like an allotted amount of time. But I think it's something that we should definitely hold on to more. Like it's kind of a luxury. Right. And I didn't realize that.
I'd be so interested. You said like you learned a lot about your family members that you would have never known. I'm curious what they would say that they learned about you during this time too. Cause you know, her brother is a fellow Aquarius. And yes. Anytime I've gotten to hang out, that's for the viewers, with them, me and him vibe so heavy because we just see through Olivia's antics. And he's like, we get each other. I feel like he's a little bit more Aquarius. Well, I've never known a guy Aquarius. So I feel like I'm learning things a lot from him too, but just like, we really get it. So I'd be curious to see what they have to learn. But I think you're absolutely right on so many parts.
Yeah, it's been a struggle, but it's also just been so beautiful. So I guess when they say like there's beauty in the struggle, that is a true testament to how quarantine has been going for me. And it's just so interesting because it's like I started off going to Ghana first month of January, learned so much about Ghanaian culture, community, like all of these things that I have been yearning to learn. And then I just remember getting back and a couple of days later, Kobe had passed and just being so shook up about it. And then I swear from then on, it was just like, there was a shift. There was a weird shift for me just coming kind of off of the high of being abroad and being back in school for a little bit of time and trying my best to cherish the memories that I have with people. Then March, another weird shift. April, June, May comes. I'm literally moving into a different space. The day I'm supposed to be having graduation and all of these different things were happening. Another weird shift. Deciding I'm going abroad and trying to study abroad in Spain for a year. And literally planning that the entire summer. You know, having a career change a month before I'm supposed to depart, another shift. So there's just been different shifts throughout 2020 for me that I'm happy that I've been able to reflect on and kind of see the good in the process.
Well, I think you bring up such, you know, I love when you get to talk about all the things, because when you put in that like linear, like this happened, then this happened, then this happened, it's like, boom, boom. And I feel like that's how a lot of people have felt, just like sucker punches, like time and time again. But I think that's so important to show people that like, when you're reflecting on your life, it's not just like one instance, right? Like you really have to find the thread that trends through all of them, saying like, so this big thing happened and I was feeling all these types of ways. And then like, then this happened and I was being reflective on that. And now I'm at this point in my life, and like hindsight 2020, the irony of that, of like, I can see all the things that were happening to get me where I am now. And I feel like that's so important in thinking about like, you know, how to turn the struggle into beauty. Cause I don't think one day it is beauty. I think you kind of have to do that. And so I just love you. And I just love how you do that. So I love that that's one of your hardest lessons for sure, for sure. So
yeah, letting the universe guide. Not being bounded to plans. My Aquarius moon is showing, what can I say? interested to hear what are some of the lessons that you feel like you've really held on to and can take into the new year.
Yeah, I think this year taught me so much. I think being able to like bear witness to so many other people's like plights and just things that they were going through too. Just, I'm sure it's pretty common just having to keep in touch with all of your friends during this time and like leaning on them and finding that like tight-knit group of people are like, oh, I hadn't talked to you in forever, but now during 2020 we've talked more than ever. But so bearing witness to a lot of other people's stuff and being, you know, letting more people into mine. But I think one of the biggest ones for me, and it has been the hardest, but it's also like, you know, hardest is great because it helps refine you into who you want to be, but like standing in your power has been really big for me. And that's been a little bit connected to you. People know my Aquarius nature and vibe, like I'm on my ish and I'm like chilling doing me all the time and like I'm bothered and pride in that and things like that. And so knowing that I was being like cultivated and being put through the ringer for reasons to stand in my fullness and like having to chip away at how to show up whole in spaces, especially like in work, now feeling like I could show up in all my positionalities of like a Black woman who cared about these things and like not having to police myself or respectability politics or code switching and starting to show up in more spaces that way, even though I was still taking punches for it, it has opened up like 5 more doors for me because people are seeing me as my most authentic self that I've ever been. But that has been the hardest thing to come into. But I think I've just, you know, I always talk about abundance mindsets, but it's like, I have nothing to lose. Like, I really don't want to go out just thinking like there was more I could have done. Because I think at one point I got to that place where I'm like, I'm not showing up and doing my best at this because like, I don't care. And so that was super hard. But the same thing, like having to reflect on like why I wasn't super dedicated into certain work. And when I started to work to show up full, then I feel like I'm really standing in my power and I'm seeing things like move and shake. And I'm like, did I do that? Like, right. No way. So that's been tough.
It sounds like you're kind of headed towards your purpose as well. Like that's a really metamorphosis. Looking at it, I mean, cause it's like, you're standing in your power, like doors are opening up for you and you're happy. Like, that these doors are opening up for you and it's leading you closer to your purpose.
No, for sure, for sure. But like, that's scary. Like even you saying that is like wild to me. Like, and but you got to get used to it. Cause like, that's part of standing in your purpose is like knowing that this is exactly where you need to be. But I feel like I'm still in the like humble flex where I'm like, nah, man. Like we just out here.
Yeah, going towards your purpose does sound like a really intimidating way of like showcasing where you're at. Like if you decided to be like, yo, like how have you been? Like where are you right now? And it's like, oh yeah, you know, I'm just realizing that I'm going towards my purpose. People are gonna be like, okay,
that's not even gonna be like, what is that? And you'd be like, bruh, it's mine. Like don't worry. Exactly. Like I'm on my back, and it's okay. Right. Like, I know so many people chasing a bag, and I'm like, but once it's your purpose, like it's redefined. But with that, I'll share like the second part of it. That's been, this is like me getting more nitty gritty to like, I want to share with you all what the crunchy parts of that process have been. And I'd say believing in the version of myself that other people that I trusted saw in me. So like my close mentors, like my, what I like to say, like my friends, like my co-conspirators, like people. It's so easy, even as much self-work that I think I do, there's always room to do more, but like I was still super insecure in what I saw as my strengths and my passions and like what I could do, like my capacity to do things. But I had people around me who were like, you need to be in this space, and then they put me in that space and they were exactly the person that, like, you know, just opening doors for people. Like I really call them champions. I think something even more than mentors is someone who opens doors for you. And so as insecure as I was sitting in those spaces, being able to lean on somebody else's version of you. And I'm not saying like anybody Joe Schmo from the corner. I'm talking about like people who have seen and cultivated, right, you, walked alongside, being able to lean and like, they wouldn't have put me here if they didn't see my successes. So let me just show up as my whole self. And that really happened with work. And I have to give a shout out. Like, it was Black women who have pulled me up into spaces. And then with that, there's this responsibility of like, I gotta be what I needed in that moment. So like, now I need to feel like, how do I bring other people with me in this success too? And I think that is coming face to face with your own insecurities, because it's when they put me in spaces, I'm like, I don't belong here. Like, I'm not equipped to do this. Like, I can't believe you would bring me up with you like this, something like that. And so I had to face some like deep insecurities that I thought I had gotten over, because I was like, right, I'm that chick. Like, I had so much confidence in the work that I was doing, but I realized that it was easy work and I wasn't actually challenging myself. Yeah. And now that I'm doing the work that's like I'm supposed to be, I'm like on P's and Q's all day, every day, because I'm like, dang, I got to be the best of myself. But not in an unhealthy way, in a way that I'm like channeling all of my strength into one area. So yeah, it's been really expansive for sure.
Right. And I guess on a similar note, I feel like I talk about this all the time, that, and I think that you also talk about this, even when it comes to reading books, and like the books that we read will do it when we're ready and when the universe like pushes us in that space to read them. And so for me, I've just been not interested in rushing anything in my life, like very much so at my own place. I capitalize on inspiration and creativity when I feel it flowing inside of me. But when I am not feeling that way, like I allow my body to rest. I allow my mind to reset and figure out what I need to be where I need to be. And like, just having a vision and being patient with yourself is just so powerful. And I hope that people can really reflect on that, especially during quarantine, when it just feels like we're all so still and that nothing is happening, nothing is changing. Like, we're constantly changing. And when you're ready to start that business, and when you're ready to, you know, get that degree certificate, no matter what it is, like, it'll happen when it's supposed to happen. If you just let go of fear and anxiety and think about what exactly you need to get to where you need to be.
And that's so interesting that you say that, because you're absolutely like, you're on it. And I think sometimes it's hard for people when they're in it to have that mindset, but it really is like building the tools in your tool belt so that when you're in the thick of it, you can get out of it quicker, right? 100%. That part, even I've learning that, because there's been moments throughout this year, because, you know, we got to acknowledge that like 2020 has stretched all of our sensories, you know, like we're all operating really in like high anxiety and trauma right now. Because it's like everybody, this invisible COVID, and like invisible mean like we can't see the virus, not right, that it don't exist, but like that, the racial tensions, which we know is triggering to like the historical racial trauma Black and brown people and white people have experienced right, as oppressors. You experience trauma, yes, we could talk about it later, but I think for myself, having to pull on those tools, like I'd spent so much time pouring into myself, being like, and really my self-work was learning to trust myself and hearing my voice. So like hearing and strengthening my intuition of like being able to sense things in situations, being able to like have a vision for myself, being able to manifest, like let's talk about it. It's difficult, like to have to imagine yourself outside of the current situation that you have with all the resources that you need to, and then a vision of where it's going, like that's difficult. But there was a time that like I was, you know, in the thick of it, like standing and leaning into my power and all these things. And I remember I was hanging with a friend outside, social distance, all that fun stuff. And my intuition was just like, every alarm was going off. And it was just like, Lexi, like, did you lock your car? Like, did you lock your car? And I'm like, I always lock my car. So I'm just like kind of going with the motions. and every part of my body is like reacting. And I'm like, no, no, it's cool. Literally come to find out 24 hours later, like my wallet was stolen and it was in my car. So it was like those moments that I felt like deep immense shame, because I was like, I worked so hard to have a vigilance of my surroundings. And I have those tools in my tool belt, but it was just so easy to be in the thick of a situation that you lose sense of those. And that was like a hard lesson for me to remember that, like, no matter how fast paced you're moving and you're shaking and good things are happening or bad things are happening, like you have to go back to that tool belt to help you move forward to get to those manifestings. And that's why I was like, I've read so many books and like I couldn't even listen to my inner voice, like, dang, Lexi, what are you doing? And that's just like one thing. I feel like I've had a lot of cases too of just like dealing with low frequency interactions with people. So like people who are insecure or like people coming at me with like anger and all these things. And you know, you have to pull on those tools on that tool belt in order not to like revert back to, you know, old habits. And that's hard. Like, that's why I'm saying like those are the hardest things that have happened to me this year, because I feel like I have been tested multiple times.
Who you hang out with matters, bro. Who you talk to on a day-to-day basis, what mindset these people have, it impacts the daily decisions that we make. And I feel like I have to talk to people about this all the time. I don't even want to get on another tangent about it, but it's like the energy that you surround yourself with matters. Who you show up for matters. Like how much energy you pour into other people, if they're even worth that energy, like it all matters. And I hope that everyone listening to this, I'd love to hear what lessons you all have learned during 2020, like after reflecting and kind of breaking apart each month, each cycle. Like, are there any cycles that y'all have broken? Are there tales of quarantine? Are y'all in new relationships? Like, what have y'all learned from these things? We're super interested to know.
Yeah. And Olivia, I feel like I've seen you break and work towards breaking a lot of cycles in your life too. So like, what's that been like for you?
Yeah, it's actually quite painful to break a cycle. It's freeing, but it's painful. Especially I think when you stop looking at people through rose-colored glasses.
Ooh. Like, that one hurt.
Yeah. And just sort of taking accountability for your part in things.
You talking a little slow, you talking a little.
No, because like, especially for me, just in my romantic relationships, it's when I like really make a connection with someone, it's hard for me to let that part of them go. So just like breaking old relationship cycles and putting myself first and loving myself more and really just labeling like, what is this person offering me? Like, is he paying my bills? Do we have like really just evaluating where I'm at and what I'm able to give to someone else. Yeah. Has been super freeing and has helped me just reflect on what I need in a partner, what I want, where I'm even at as a freaking 21-year-old. Like, yo, we're so young. Like, I literally have to remind myself that each day.
I know. Can that be the hardest part? Like, just being a young person right now, but also it's hard being any person right now. So I don't want to take the gold medal on that one.
I don't want to bring in capitalism and... like how that structures the way that we're supposed to be working all the time and how we need to like be so busy. And I know that my fellow Capricorns are gonna feel some sort of way about this.
Oh my gosh, every Capricorn I know this year has been through it. I think I actually, because
Saturn was in Capricorn, and guess what, I correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Saturn is about to be ruling Aquarius and some other signs. So y'all are about to get like infinite blessings, but it's also going to be like learning so many different, like breaking cycles. You have to look into it.
Because my pattern is literally in activating your power. And like, apparently I'm supposed to go through a reality check in April and May, which I'm not super pumped about, but we'll brace for impact. But I love what you're saying. And I think it's really important to bring like the love component. And I always tell people, when you're breaking cycles, you're moving through every piece of pain. Because what happens usually is like something bad happens and we start to numb ourselves. But when you want to go back through that, you have to let the floodgates go through. And as someone who like, I'm not super vulnerable per se, but like I will move through those emotions. I also think that that's partially because like I'm an adrenaline junkie to an extent. So like being able to push my emotional limits, but like going back to those places and feeling through those things. I also think, you know, I feel like we've touched on like a little bit of like life lessons, you know, lifestyle lessons, identity mm-hmm. lessons that we've learned about ourselves in relationship to family, how we're showing up in the workplace. But I also have had some relationship insights.
Oh my goodness.
That lead to you just like, you know, as we know, Lexi typically works on a roster model for relationships, not so much that like one-to-one ratio.
And love it. So love it.
Just like being able to interact with so many different people during this year and them also be going through the same thing. Cause it's like, I'm not in a committed relationship where like my soul desires to like pour into that one thing, which you are doing. And also love Olivia's boyfriend right now. Shout out. Great guy. But for me, it's like, how do you be in relationship with all these other people who are also trying to figure it out in the thick of this year? Right. And I think a lot of it has come to learning about like what type of partner I need when I'm in a space like this. And then also the damages that can be done when you show up and share space with somebody when like neither of you really have the capacity to do so. And I'm sure that's like a dive deeper for another episode, but I think I committed harm and got harm committed upon me when I shared space with somebody who, as much care that we had for each other, it was like not the time for us to be cohabitating for that moment. And now it's like, dang, back to the drawing board, because like now I need space from you because we like you've made me feel some type of way and I have to move through those emotions in order to even like have a conversation with you. And so I've had lots of relationship insights about that, but again, all this is like I needed to go back to the tools in my tool belt of like I knew how to communicate, but like was just operating in such low capacity myself. And so that's the hard part of 2020 is acknowledging that like sometimes you take L's, man. L's after L's.
It's been a huge L, but there also have been wins. And so I'm sure that y'all all will figure out what those L's and wins are. And, you know, we're all in this together. We're all going through such different things. And when we all come together and just sort of share these experiences and may kind of bring up a light bulb moment for someone else to be like, yo, like I haven't even realized how much healing I need to do. Like I haven't even realized what cycles in my life I've broken or I continue to, I don't know, stay in.
Yeah, perpetuate. But I want to hear from you all kind of what your reflections and insights about yourself in this year have brought you. So tune in, jump on our IG, come chat with us, let us know. We'll have some polls this throughout the next couple of weeks to hear about you all. And so you can hear from each other and hear from us. But I hope you all appreciated us kicking off this season with the in-depth, real, uncut, raw check-in of how 2020 has hit us hard. And we're excited to keep the conversation going.
Yes, y'all. Thank y'all so much for joining our first episode of season 2. We are so grateful for everyone that tunes in and we look forward to hearing from you all.
And our favorite part of the show is we'll check y'all later. And with that, peace.
Peace, love.
Blessings.
Bye, y'all. Bye.